We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
My friends, I know you're busy there in the home, many of you, but I got a little message this morning that I'd like to bring to you. It's got a grip on my own heart since I came over to the studio to the radio station. Now, I want to call your attention to something that I've discovered as I've gone around over the country through these long years. And then I found in the Bible this morning and noticed it for the first time, an explanation of that trouble. That happens very often. For instance, I go around and see something wrong and so forth and so on and don't exactly understand it. But I get reading the Bible and I find there's always an explanation to spiritual problems in the Bible. Always an explanation. Explanation to heresy and so forth. Now, Paul is writing to the Romans, and I want you to notice something. This is the last chapter. Now, I said, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine, which ye've learned, and avoid them. Now, that's the 17th verse of the 16th chapter of Romans. And you know, I have never noticed this just like I noticed it this morning when I opened my Bible and began to read. Now, I beseech you, brethren, he's writing to Christians at Rome, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye've learned, and avoid them. He didn't tell you to pay a preacher to stand in your pulpit and undermine your faith. No, he didn't tell you that. You know, I never forget the first time I ever heard this in one of the Protestant churches of the South. A fellow went off to a certain seminary and came home and was up preaching and got back. His smart headed type fellow said, now, the virgin birth of Christ isn't essential. It's not essential at all. Said right out in the pulpit, good Orthodox people there. Well, I think God knew his business. I think he knew how to come to this world by way of the body of a woman. And he came down. Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. And that fellow up there, you know, he was just that man was just absolutely wrong. That was concerning doctrine, see? Now, it's an entirely different person. Now, he doesn't tell you to avoid a troublemaker that's to come along and say, I don't think we should do it this way, you know. Every church, in every organization has some woman, some man. And they're good people, usually. They want things right. But they don't see the thing as a whole, and they make trouble sometimes because they want a certain little technical thing fixed just exactly like they want it. That may be a fault, see? You can't fix the whole wide world. But I admire a person that wants to fix things that ought to be fixed. And usually these people that want to fix something, they want to fix it, and they mean business, you see. Now, he doesn't tell you to avoid those people. You can be helpful to those people. They're usually good people. If you've got a woman in the church or a man in your church that's never quite satisfied about something and thinks it ought to be done a little different way, that man usually, that woman usually has conviction, see. Yes, they have conviction. Good Orthodox fundamental people believe the Bible and all that, and they may be overly concerned about some things that's not very important, but you can deal with them. If they're over emphatic or something, it's not a sin with them. It's a conviction. It's a fault. There's a difference between a fault and a sin, see. But if I have a fault and keep that fault, knowing I have it, when I could get rid of it, it turns into a sin, see. So now you can correct faults. That's all right. Don't kick folks around because they have a fault. But now here's another situation. He says, if any man brings any other doctrine except the doctrine I brought, let him be anathema. Paul said, let God curse him. The most dangerous man in the world is not a man or woman in a church that's always, or in a Christian organization, always trying to fix some little something, maybe out of proportion to some other thing. They're in a lot of trouble and they nag you and bother you a great deal. But some mighty good people do those things, you see. They have a perfect sort of an inclination in their heart and want to fix things. Yes, every church has some woman in it. She wants everything right. She's a good woman. She reads the Bible, loves the Lord. And thank God for some people like that. They want things right. And they're good people. They love the Lord, but they're not naggers, you see. But now, they don't always do the thing the right way, you know. They sometimes give a little twist to it they shouldn't do. But now, when a man comes along bringing in another doctrine, now, that's a different situation. Now, wait a minute. Now, Paul didn't say if a fellow don't agree with me and I don't agree with him about something non-essential, let him be anathema. No, he didn't say that. You know, the most important thing is the doctrine, the fundamental doctrine of the Christian faith. But now, listen. Now, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which call division offenses contrary to the doctrine. Now, that's a different situation, which ye have learned and avoid them. You know, I've known some churches that have a preacher in the pulpit that don't believe in the virgin birth, and they pay him a salary to stay there. Yeah. Or don't believe in the blood atonement, and they go right on. You know, he's nice, such a nice fella, you know, they say. Yeah. Now, that's a different situation. Now, if a man came along and brought any other doctrine, that's different. The fundamental doctrines of the Bible are absolutely essential. Jesus Christ was virgin born. Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ died a vicarious death on the cross. Jesus Christ arose from the dead. Jesus Christ went back to heaven as his Father's right hand, and he's coming again someday. Now, those are eternal fundamentals of the Christian faith. Now, if any man deny that Jesus Christ is God, that's the spirit of the Antichrist. Anybody that, I'm not supporting. If a man stands up in the pulpit and says he doesn't believe in the virgin birth of Christ, if it's supposed to be a Trinitarian pulpit, and I'm a member, I wouldn't be a member of any church except a Trinitarian church. If a man stands up and says it denies the virgin birth of Christ and says it's not necessary, I wouldn't pay him to stay there. I wouldn't pay him. If he wants to go to some other church, it wants him all right. Now listen, if I bid a man Godspeed who's attacking the fundamentals of the Christian faith, listen just a minute, I've done something awful. I'm a partaker of his evil deed. Now, he's not talking about faults. All of us have faults. You know, somebody said, you know, that dog gets on my nerves the way he barks. Well, he did have a funny kind of bark. But, you know, he's usually barking at something. He wasn't just barking for the fun of barking. He's usually had something up a tree when he's barking. See? Yeah, he'd get a possum up the tree, and boy, he could chew a bark. And he didn't have a very nice bark. But I respected the dog. He barked at the right thing, against the right thing. And I respect the Christian, whether his technique may not be exactly right. But I'm glad to meet a man has conviction, whether he agrees with me or not. And when you come to the fundamentals of the faith, some of the nicest men I've ever known in my life didn't believe in the virgin birth. They're just so nice, and, you know, you could hardly tell them they were wrong. You've seen people like that. Well, you know, the devil transformed himself into an angel of light. Comes, you know, all transformed and so beautiful and so sweet. And when they question about Job, you know, they said he's such a good man. And the devil says, well, does he serve God for naught? Raised a question. Hadn't God been good to him? Hedged him about? He's been pretty well taken care of, hasn't he? Yeah. That's the devil's style, you know. Yeah. Oh, is that so? See, raised a question about Job. That he's intimated he was just preaching for money, you know, or living for money, or working for money, and sticking to God because God is taking care of him, see. All right, now let's get this clear. A fault is one thing, a sin is another thing. Now, Paul says, if anybody brings any other doctrine, except the doctrine I have preached unto you, let him be anathema, let him be accursed. Paul knew that man had fault, but he said, brethren, if man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one with fear and meekness. It's one thing to have a fault. It's another thing to have a sin. It's a sin of blasphemy to question the fundamentals of the Christian faith. That's blasphemy. Any man standing in a Christian pulpit that's supposed to be a Christian pulpit and denies the virgin birth of Christ or questions the virgin birth of Christ or the blood atonement, salvation through the name, in the name of Jesus Christ, any man that questions those things, it's not a fault, it's a sin. It's a sin. Now, Paul didn't say restore him. He said let him be anathema, let him be cursed. That's what Paul said. Now, it's a different thing for somebody who has a fault. A man may have a fault that's offensive, it hurts, and he could correct it. It's one thing to tell a man about a fault he has. And that's all right, nothing wrong in that. And we should do that, restore such a one, see? Now, but when it comes to sin, when it comes to something like that that's bad, we are to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. You just talk that straight. If a man does wrong, tell him to his face. It's one thing to have a fault. It's a sin, though, when you attack the fundamentals and blaspheme the name of God. Now, let's get that clear. Now, let me read one more. I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division, offenses, contrary to the doctrine. If a man is contrary to the doctrine, which ye have learned, I said, avoid them, for they are such that serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own judgment, and by good works and fast speech deceive the hearts of the people. Our Heavenly Father, we are so many of us are so blind to what's going on, we don't see these things. Open our eyes. Give us hearts filled with love, and yet at the same time with conviction to stand what we ought to stand for. And be firm, earnest, to contend for the faith. Paul, we remember, said, let anybody bring any other gospel except the gospel I brought you, let him be anathema, let him be accursed. And rather he tells us to restore a fellow that goes astray and wanders away in the spirit of meekness, lest we also be guilty of offense. Help us Christians to live like we ought to live, to read the Word of God and do what God's Word tells us to do, to be faithful in all things. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.